Alzheimer's Dementia Friendly Project has been recognised widely. The project was originated a couple of years back. Former Mayor Sandra McCarthy was involved. And it started with an approach from Alzheimer's Australia and the University of Wollongong to take part in a pilot program to establish a dementia-friendly society. Now, the project has two operational arms, if you like. The first is the Dementia Friendly Alliance, a local community organisation combination with People with Dementia, Alzheimer's Australia, UOW and the Kiama Council. Now, the other arm is the Dementia Advisory Group, comprising of People with Dementia, the carers and the supporters. And on the line from this second group is Dennis Frost. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning.
Incidentally, you're from the Nowra area, so membership of your group is not Kiama-centric, so to speak, is it?
No, we began in Kiama, and because we have a lot of people that are actually in the Shoalhaven travelling into Kiama to participate in the project, we sort of recognise that geography has no limits to dementia, I suppose.
Now, how does a group function? You actually have meetings, regular meetings?
Yeah, we actually do two things a month on a regular basis. The first one is actually a formal meeting where we discuss the project and review what's happening in the project and make suggestions to the Dementia Alliance group. And we follow that with a informal social meeting, generally the week later, that could be anywhere in the Kiama district or Shoalhaven. So we're actually drawing on a fairly large geographical area to make it easier for people to get along occasionally so that we can get their feedback and input into the way the project develops.
Now, your actual aim of this group is really to feed back into the Alliance. And give them some suggestions, I guess, and information, I suppose.
Yeah, that was the original aim, but we've gone beyond that now in that we've found a big need for peer-based peer support.
Ah, yes.
For people with dementia.
Yep.
And we are also actively trying to break down the stigmas and social stereotypes that people have associated with dementia.
We had a talk at Rotary the other day. The aim of this whole project is sort of twofold. First of all, you need to provide services for people who have dementia, but there appears to be a really strong influence on the community at large in educating them on the dementia effects and how people can continue to live with very little impact, if you like, minimal impact, if those services like taxi drivers and shops and other service organisations and that and everybody within the community understands the dementia.
Yes, to overcome those barriers,
yep,
enables us to remain active and hopefully in the future, while waiting for cures to be developed, which could be, I don't think will be within my lifetime, literally.
No.
It does allow us to keep active in the community. And hopefully it'll have the impact that people who are able to will be able to remain employment and functioning as they would have normally prior to a diagnosis.
The other thing that comes to mind too is the fact is the education of maybe aged care facilities and that, so that they are built in a more usable way for people suffering from... my mother suffered from dementia and she went into a specific dementia unit, which is here on the coast. Now, there's not too many of them though.
No, there's not too many units that are specifically for people with dementia. And unfortunately, a lot of them, and this is really worldwide, are really based on some older views of what dementia is about. But I think it's more along the terms of, historically, it's been like isolation, incarceration, and then I suggest incineration.
Yep.
But basically, people are put there and, in many senses, forgotten about, which makes the situation worse for them. And it does become a real impact on the people around them, that isolation. And I think realistically today, a very large number of people would traditionally go into that environment will be better maintained at home in an environment they're familiar with.
So that flows from the general view now of our government federally that people ageing should remain at home rather than going into special care. So that flows on to dementia as well.
Really, it has a twofold impact. One is that it prolongs the functionality of that person because they can still maintain some interaction in the familiar environment.
Yeah.
So they probably won't decline as rapidly. And secondly, it's not only is it much more comfortable for that person to be at home, but it's also economically much cheaper. I saw a statistic where recently a person with dementia just hospitalised, something like $2,500 a visit more because their needs aren't being met, overlooked, and their ability to recover from the hospitalisation is reduced.
Your group are obviously be looking for extra members.
Well, ideally, we'd like no one, but nature's conspired against us.
Yes.
Yes, we really would like anyone who's being diagnosed with dementia or is concerned that they might be, has a relative that is.
Or people around them.
Yeah, people around them. Come along and we can provide some informal, I suppose, awareness training so you can find out that dementia is not all dark and end of life. There's a lot of fun you can have along the way. And also, I think we're trying to set some, I suppose, examples of people that are remaining very active in the community despite being diagnosed with dementia. And one of our mentors, in that sense, a lot of people refuse to believe she has dementia because she is performing far higher, gainfully employed, as it were.
Well, that's an important message to get across. Now, just to go off the line just for a moment, the Kaimur Council did hold a couple of information sessions some time ago. You're planning to do some more?
Yeah, with the information sessions that were part of the outcome of the Alliance, I believe we've held two already. A third one is due the end of next month, and that will occur at, I think, the Jarawa Boat Fishermen's Club. The feedback I've had from people that have attended that, those who go as a carer, they seem to have come away with a lot better understanding of what some of the issues are, also knowing that there are lots of forms of support available for them. Those people who have gone along with dementia, I have seen dramatic changes where they've come out of a belief that they were really isolated and discovering that there are other people in a similar situation. And communication is not a big issue in that situation because people are all dealing with similar issues and have means of getting around and lightening the load, as it were.
If you're up in Sydney too, I believe that, Alzheimer's Australia certainly did conduct courses. Back to your group again. How can people get some more information on the web and maybe get in contact with you to join your group?
Well, the easiest starting point is the Dementia Illawarra Shoalhaven website. If you do a search on those keywords, Dementia Illawarra or Dementia Shoalhaven, you'll find the website, which has been an outcome of the project developed by the university and with feedback from people with dementia. That has a link to the Kaimur project. It also has a calendar hidden away that'll have all the events that in the region that they can find that are relevant, such as the dementia awareness training, where our group meets, and information about that as well. And there'll be other things developed in the not-too-distant future that will be more local. We're actually in the process of developing our own website, which will provide links to information that we have found to be useful rather than formalised information, like, for example, what you'll see on the Alzheimer's Australia website, though that has undergone a major revision recently and is becoming far more, for want of a better word, dementia-friendly.
I've just brought it up now. That's dementiaillawarra.com. dementiaillawarra.com, that's the first one. But there are other sites. Alzheimer's Australia's website as well has a wealth of information. There's a lot of information out there for people and for carers. Thanks very much for your time, Dennis, this morning.
Okay.
Dennis Frost from the Dementia Support Group. It's the advisory group for the project, which is being conducted by Kaimur Council, Alzheimer's Australia and the University of Wollongong.
Oh, thank you.